developmental optometrist, award-winning author, and international speaker, Dr. Lynn Hellerstein holds powerful and inspiring conversations with her guests on Vision Beyond Sight in areas of healthcare, wellness, education, sports, and psychology. They share their inspirational stories of healing and life transformation through their vision expansion. Billions of people have vision problems, and vision is more than 20/20. Vision Beyond Sight will help you see with clarity and gain courage and confidence. Your vision does not define you. You define your vision. With Dr. Lynn's new way to look at your life through a new lens, you will be ready to meet yourself and receive visualizations for miracles to come. Welcome to Vision Beyond Sight.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Lynn, and welcome to Vision Beyond Sight. Today, visiting with us is Renee Simon. Renee is truly an amazing person, as you'll quickly see her power, passion, and influencing abilities. Today, we're going to be talking about personalized nutrition, integrating precision nutrition for each person, basing their care plan on their individual biochemistry, unique programming, and lifestyle. But let's first learn a little bit about Renee. Renee Simon is a licensed dietitian nutritionist, certified nutrition specialist, a Reiki master, connecting healing energy practitioner, and a registered yoga teacher. She is also a published author and professional speaker. She received her master's in clinical nutrition from Bridgeport University and her degree in holistic nutrition at the American Academy of Nutrition. Her ethos is to find the underlying cause of a problem rather than just treating symptoms and to restore the body back to its natural balance by addressing the root cause. Renee helps each client create and adopt a fully balanced program, dietary changes, supplements, stress management, Reiki, and yoga, and also does clinical testing for vitamin and mineral imbalances, toxic metals, food sensitivities, and hormonal and digestive complaints. She has lectured at numerous venues and has been interviewed by Business Week magazine, New York Times, and the nutrition guru Gary Noll. She's developed and taught nutrition modules for doctors as part of the Arizona School of Integrated Medicine Fellowship Program. She helps people from all over the country from her home in Ridgefield, Connecticut. So, Renee, welcome to Vision Beyond Sight.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, I love what you do. All of these areas that you're specialist in, the nutrition, the yoga, the Reiki, the energy, all of those areas have impacted my life, and I so strongly believe of their importance, and to see how you're putting together is what I'm excited about for today. So let's start with asking you, how did you get involved in the field of, we'll start with nutrition, and why is it so personal for you?
Thanks so much for asking that question. It's important to me because I got sick in my early 30s after working for 10 years in a stressful job in corporate America. I thought I was healthy. I was a vegetarian. I was training for the New York City Marathon. But in reality, the physical and emotional stress was hurting me, and I was nutritionally depleted. I also had been on a lot of medications and allergy shots as a child, which also depleted my immune system. And I had to completely change my diet. And I found out I was sensitive to many of the foods I was eating. I had to reduce my exercise until my adrenals were restored and replete the nutrients I was missing. And after 9 months of rebuilding, I was healthy again and determined to leave my job and get re-educated so I can help others reach their highest potential and be well and not go through the journey that I had gone through. So that's my true passion and calling.
We often go on a course of something that's traumatically happened to ourselves and made it real important to see what it's taken to heal. And I'm curious how you found practitioners to help you. But I also wanted to comment, when you were talking about the stress, you used the language, the stress was eating at me. And I think that's such an interesting use of the word eating at me. you know, language that eating is really an issue and how stress is connected to that. So we'll get back to the stress in a minute, but how did you find the healthcare people to help you? Because so often when you have diagnosed viruses like Epstein-Barr and the other things you had, they give you medications, but they don't always really help you on how to find the depletions of your nutrients, how to restore your health. Tell us a little bit about that personal journey for you.
Yeah, that's a great question. So basically, you're right. It is hard nowadays. Of course, that was a long time ago. Nowadays, it is easier to find people that are trained in functional medicine. But in those days, that really wasn't a thing. And I was lucky that I found a healing center where they did a lot of the clinical testing that I now do for my patients. And so I think it was just maybe divine intervention.
Well, it's like a miracle. And when we need things in the universe, it's always so beautiful when things show up. And so, you know, I'm thrilled for you that you got the help you needed. So after you got healthy, then what happened? You go back and take more schooling, or what were your next steps?
Yes, I was in corporate America, and I had an MBA, and I had no real training in science. So I had to go back to school completely, do all the science prereqs, and then go get my master's in nutrition. And then I kept getting more certifications and educations because I realized that you can't help a person with just one modality, because stress is such an important factor and people's emotions are so important in their healing journey. So I became a mindfulness coach, and that got me well. I wrote a book, Take Back Your Health, that explained all my healing journey and all the clients that I've been working with and how they're able to heal with the integrated approach and programs, really looking at them as a whole person and helping with body, mind, and spirit.
Well, it's so unique that you go beyond just the food and look at the mindfulness and body, mind, spirit, which is really great. Let's go back just a little bit and do talk a little bit about the food. I know you've written an article for Medscape about the best diets around the world, and I want you to tell me about this, because there is so much mixed information as to, you know, go keto, go vegetarian, do this. I mean, I spent the week learning more about vegetarian eating, vegan actually. And then my next podcast, I listened to how mental health, people with severe depression and anxiety and even schizophrenia may have some significant nutritional problems, and keto diets may be helpful for them. So help us understand what diets are out there and how and what you recommend.
Well, I think you're on a really good point. And the key is there's no diet right for everyone. The best diet is an individual one that has to do with unique genetics, health history, and lifestyle. And yes, when there are certain diseases involved, you have to specialize even more. But the common thread really for health and longevity tends to be the same. And if you watch the Blue Zones on Netflix, show that there are common threads for health and longevity, including increased consumption of vegetables and fruits, high fiber, greater intake of fish and healthy fats, and of course, limiting processed foods, including processed meats, being physically active, and having a strong social network. So those are the components that are very common in people who live the longest and healthiest throughout the world.
And that's so interesting. Can you maybe discuss the big difference in opinion on fats? Where in the vegan world, many speak about having no fats, like olive oils and clarified butters and things they still talk about as being unhealthy for you, for your endothelial linings. Whereas in the keto world, they're talking about high fats. Help us navigate that difference of opinion.
Well, I think what's most important is the type of fat consumed, and eating unsaturated fats like olive oils and avocados and nuts and seeds, I feel strongly that these are very healthy fats, and they actually help you burn fats, and they're needed for your brain to work properly. But I think there are cases like with people with severe cancer and other major issues that they have to be concerned about, even those fats. So that comes back to the idea of everything being specialized and personalized for the individual.
Which is great. So help us navigate how somebody would find out what they need, what kind of clinical testing. And I guess maybe we should back up and start about how to find a practitioner to help you find, you know, what you need, what you're depleted in, and what's recommended for your healing.
Well, I think these days you can find functional medicine practitioners. And I've been doing functional medicine way before it became fashionable, integrated medicine. All at that time, I've been in integrated medical centers, and it was always a part of the testing that I did for adults and children, starting out working with autistic children. I think I might have told you that when we first chatted, and then evolving into a family wellness practice. So I think there are people, but you have to resonate with the practitioner. You have to really, no matter what their training is and what tests they can do for you, I think you need to just feel comfortable and at ease in getting your needs met and speaking your truth. And one of the things I do that a lot of these other practitioners don't do is integrating the mindfulness approach. And I think that that's really a very important piece of the pie, knowing all the factors that affect you and working with you on all of these things. And the testing is one of the tools that I have in my toolkit that can be extremely important. I've been doing this for years, whether it be stool testing for gut issues or food sensitivity testing. I've been working with a lab recently that I love because they do precision testing, looking at your hormones and your nutrient depletions and what is imbalanced in your body and of all of your body systems. And then you find out if you have toxic metals or old viruses or things like that. And it's just one test with a hair and saliva test. So it's not invasive. And I get amazing results and information to really help that patient.
What our listeners need to understand, this is not the routine blood test when you go into your doctor and you don't feel good and they say, let's take some blood. And they take some blood and they go, oh, your numbers look fine. This goes well beyond that traditional basic testing. I mean, that basic testing is a good start, but to really find the sensitivities and the toxic metals, this is much more involved testing that most people routinely don't get.
You're absolutely right. And I agree with you. It's always good to start with the basics and see what's going on. But if you have chronic health conditions that your doctor can't help you with, that the blood isn't showing, if you need to go deeper to understand what's really going on in your body, these other tests are available. They're not traditional tests that most medical doctors do, unless you look for specialists that are able to go deeper in functional medicine and really find out precision-based what's going on in your body.
Yeah, that's great. Let's talk a little bit about your work with special needs kiddos. Those that are been identified with attention deficit disorder or on the autism spectrum. I've seen those types of children in my vision therapy practice for many years, and so many have been identified with food sensitivities, depletion of certain kinds of nutrients. But again, very few pediatricians are doing these special tests to see what's going on. So tell us that, and you're welcome to include a couple case examples of kiddos with special needs, what you find often, and, you know, some of your successes.
Absolutely. I think that, well, first of all, this population is growing, and it's very difficult for the parents to navigate what's going on, especially with autistic spectrum disorder when they can't explain what's going on in most cases, depending on the level of severity. And so having the right testing available to really understand what is going on, many of them have very big nutritional depletions. And I'll give you an example. A lot of the eating disorders that are tied to autistic spectrum disorder is a lack of zinc. It's very common on hair tests to find low zinc. And that's something that might not show up in blood, because blood is a different way of looking at it than hair. And with blood, it has to do with, you know, recent amounts of food that you're ingesting. And with hair, it goes back in time. It works at the cellular level. So when I find out that a child is low in zinc and balance them out, then they're able to eat more food. And when they're able to eat more food, they digest nutrients, get more nutrients in their system. And then when they have more nutrients in their system, their gut works better. And so it becomes a whole lot of benefits associated with some of the results from some of these tests.
And when you said balance them out, I'm assuming that you're doing supplementation of zinc to help that imbalance. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be one example. But there are a lot of mineral depletions as well that will show up in these tests, and nutrient depletions. So yes, in the beginning, finding a way to balance them out with dietary changes, with essential fatty acids, with the minerals that they're depleted in, all of these things are very important.
And when you balance out the gut to heal and get a much better functioning gut, what kind of emotional and behavioral changes might you see with kiddos in this population?
Well, first of all, when a gut's not functioning well, there's an issue with the brain. So you know from your training the strong connection between the gut and the brain. So when the brain is functioning better and they're also getting and absorbing amino acids better, which also feeds the brain from the proteins that they're eating, then you'll get better language. You'll get better eye contact. You'll get some, you know, hopefully some communications, better learning. With kids with ADD also, the same thing. They'll focus better, have better attention if they are in the school environment, all of that stuff, behavioral changes for the better. All of these things can be connected to the gut and the brain and how they work together.
Yes, and I know, you know, I have seen dramatic changes in behavior, function, academics, in especially patients that have been identified with ADHD or being on the spectrum. But it's a challenge because many of these kids have sensory issues and won't eat certain foods. And, you know, it's chicken and the egg, so it's a challenge. But boy, when often gluten or milk products could be a problem, and if those are removed, I've seen kids starting to talk that never would talk before. And I mean, it's so much miraculous change that you can't believe it's true, because it's like a switch goes on if you really remove the negative things and supplement what they're needing.
Absolutely. That's really what I do and why I love it so much, seeing the light bulb go off in that population. And then also in the many of the adults that I've worked with over the years that have issues with infertility, and seeing them have healthy births and all kinds of problems that people have, Lyme disease or Epstein-Barr chronic fatigue that's dormant, and all of a sudden after working through and treating them, seeing their energy come back and their immune system stronger. So you see that in all these populations, and the start really is getting to the bottom of what's going on.
That's where you have to start, is right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to continue with Renee speaking about precision nutrition for each person.
Dr. Lynn will be right back after this. Can your child see, really see, more than 20/20? Does your child struggle in school, have trouble with tracking when reading, or resist writing? Dr. Lynn Hellerstein's award-winning book, See It, Say It, Do It, provides parents and teachers with specific tools and strategies in visualization and processing. Improve and empower your child's learning and performance in school, sports, and play. Get See It, Say It, Do It on Amazon or visit lynnhellerstein.com. Dr. Lynn Hellerstein's book, 50 Tips to Improve Your Sports Performance, has identified the top 50 ways for you to achieve excellent results in any sport activity. Enhance eye-mind-body coordination skills. Achieve the mental edge. Prevent injuries. This book belongs in every athlete's or coach's sports bag. Get 50 Tips to Improve Your Sports Performance on Amazon or visit lynnhellerstein.com. Welcome back to Vision Beyond Sight. Here's Dr. Lynn.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Lynn, and we're speaking with Renee Simon, who's a licensed dietitian and nutritionist. But it goes beyond just the food and the diet. She's been talking about Reiki and yoga and stress management. And I wanted to ask you, Renee, you know, the main factors that affect health and longevity. If you'll go through those, we've alluded to some of that, but tell us, what are some of the main factors, first of all?
Well, it goes back to some hereditary factors, of course, and now we could test on that. We can look at genetics more closely. We can find out everything from how you metabolize caffeine and alcohol to certain diseases that you may be more prone to based on your genetics. In terms of environment, that's such an important piece here. We look at, you know, your relationships that you have. We look at what you put in your body, what you put on your body, what's around you. So we're talking about pollutants. We're talking about toxic chemicals. We're talking about the water that we drink. All of these things are very important. And of course, we did already talk a lot about diet and focusing on that. Looking at your habits that you have, looking at your sleep patterns, your stress patterns, your life purpose even comes to play when you're looking at a whole person and what they can do to stay healthy and balanced, how much movement you get on a daily basis. So I think these are all important lifestyle and health factors to consider.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And some of these issues you could actually deal with, maybe some you can't. For example, if you live in an area that the air is very polluted, or right now, personally, I've been trying to find where I'm getting high levels of lead. We can't get the lead out of my body. And, you know, so sometimes you keep looking, trying to find where in the environment that must be coming from. But all of those factors go together to and affect your health and your longevity of life. And you've alluded to stress. And so let's talk a little bit about, you know, stress's impact on health and longevity.
Well, stress impacts everything, how our body functions, how our emotions function, obviously. So it's very important to get it under control. It increases cortisol, which isn't healthy and creates unhealthy environments in our gut, our brain. It causes inflammation in the body. And we know that inflammation is the number one killer, tied to cancers, tied to heart disease. So it's affecting us in so many ways. And in our everyday world these days, everyone has it. So there's no way to escape it. I know you work also with a lot of younger people. I think that they are really feeling it in a huge way post-COVID. A lot of those students who had to leave college and come back home to study, you know, isolation, These are all things that cause a lot of stress in our environment.
So that takes us right to, you know, your work with energy and mindfulness. Tell us, you know, some of your strategies, what you're doing, and how that can be so helpful for your clients.
Well, the most important thing is to have a method to de-stress. So it could be pranayama, as we call it in yoga, which is breathing exercises. It could be gentle movements. I'm not talking about heavy duty exercise. That is helpful for stress for a lot of people, and I think movement is important. But I mentioned earlier that when I got really sick, I was running all the time. I was training for marathons, and I think that did deplete me. Okay. So it's great to have a physical exercise program, but you also need to have a stress reduction mindfulness to bring your nervous system down from sympathetic to parasympathetic, which is rest and restore. So whether that be yoga, whether that be journaling, whether that be some breathing techniques, whatever works for you as an individual, having something like that. And Reiki has been used for a very long time for relieving stress. So that could be done virtually. I help people with that virtually as well. And all of these techniques help the person just take time away from the constant bombardment of thinking, of sensory stuff around you. We also have everybody who they're using their phones, they're using their technology. So it's really good to have some time down from that. And it's amazing how balanced you'll feel after you do that, whether it even be for 15 minutes of a breathing exercise. And I can do one with your audience if you'd like me to do a short one.
I will in just a second. I want to back up just a little bit and make sure everybody understands what Reiki is. You want to describe what Reiki is and why you can do it virtually?
Sure. Well, Reiki is a form of energy healing. There's a lot of energy healing out there. And I found that it really has helped myself, because you could do it on yourself, and has helped my patients just relieve the stresses of everyday living. So it's an energetic test. I shouldn't say test. It's an energetic way of balancing the energy centers. You know, we call them chakras. That might be a new term for people. But we all have these seven energy centers in our body, from the base all the way up to the crown or the head. And when we balance them out, the body functions better. Our emotions function better. So those are the kinds of things that we do in a Reiki session, but it also is very personalized based on what the person, their goals for the session, and whether they be physical ailment or they're going through a trauma, you know, a divorce or some other sickness or other kind of trauma, or they've had past traumas in their life. It can help release some of that so that the body, mind, and spirit can be more balanced. And a lot of hospitals use Reiki, I'll just say, before and after surgery, because it's been studied and I'm confident that it can help with recovery.
Yeah, I personally have experienced Reiki that I really started after surgery over 20 years ago. And it's a no touch. I mean, it's not like massage. It's no touch on the body. But the power of feeling the energy move and shift and breaking through, I could tell you so many stories that that it just made such a big difference in relaxation and calm. Do you actually do any energetics testing to see where, you know, there's stuck energy? Or talk to us a little bit about how you test energy centers.
Yeah, so basically with the Reiki techniques that I've been trained to do, you can actually feel and test like old muscle memories that the client is storing in their body. and you can even find out things. I know it seems far-fetched, but of course you have had experiences, so not to you. But you can even really sometimes even find out some deep-rooted things that have happened in somebody's life and help remove the trauma from their physical field. And so that is amazing. And then when you have a consult with them to discuss it, they reinforce what came up during the session, and that really helps them to, feel like it's gone or it's removed from their whole field, and that always feels great.
An example of that is during the time I was getting a divorce and I was getting Reiki as part of my self-care and healing, the Reiki master, I talked about all of these energetic connections still in my old relationship, and she cut those strands or the energy connections, and it was like this big letting go and relief. And again, it sounds weird if you've never done energetic work, but when it's one of those things you have to experience to understand movement of energy and a change from energy kinds of treatments. So I think it's very, very great that you have that as well.
And then I just wanted to add to that I'm now doing bioresonance testing, which is a type of testing with energy wavelengths. So whereas Reiki is based on the practitioner, this is something that can be clinically tested because all cells are vibrating and measurable. So it's based on the concept that unhealthy cells or organs emit altered electromagnetic waves due to stress or damage, and we're able to test that in a lab, and I get the information to find out exactly what's happening, and we can rebalance the body.
That's so interesting. So you can measure those energy wavelengths or imbalances, do your treatment, and then could we measure that? Is that correct?
Exactly. Wow. In fact, we look at the cellular stress in 14 systems throughout the body, as well as the hormones, what toxins may be there, mold, bacteria, parasites, metals, and nutritional imbalances. We also are able to look at 600 potential food and environmental sensitivities, and then we can customize a remedy plan based on all of the information.
That's so fascinating. Well, we're going to make sure that all your information and websites on our show notes so people can learn more about that. And in our last couple minutes, Renee, if you want to lead us through a short breathing exercise, that'd be great. And help us all calm down and get ready for our day. That'd be just a gift.
All right. I'm happy to do that. So the very first step is to sit up nice. Try to ground your feet. And then we're going to place our hands on our belly and close our eyes. And this is called soft belly breathing. So breathe into your hands on the inhale, and on the exhale, draw your belly inward. So we're breathing in through the nose, belly out, and exhaling through the mouth. Belly in, and even if it's hard for you to feel the belly going in and out like a balloon, expanding and taking the air out, just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And you may even say the words to yourself, soft on the inhale and belly on the exhale. So it's soft, belly, soft, belly. And just do that several more times on your own. Letting all the air out with a big sigh on the exhales. Couple more times. And then when you're done, you could just breathe normally. Check in with yourself. And then open your eyes and notice if you feel a softness. Notice if you feel a calmness. I'm usually doing it for 5 minutes or a little longer if you have the time. It could really relax your whole nervous system. It's even good to do if you have trouble sleeping or you wake up and can't fall back to sleep. So how do you feel, Dr. Lynn?
You know, I have to be very careful doing that while I'm podcasting because it so quickly relaxes me, puts me in a state that I have to get myself prepared to get back on the mic because it's so effective. And I thank you for that. And we use that, and I'm sure you do too, with even little kids, 2-3-year-olds. And we might call it a balloon breath or blow out the candles. Yeah. But just to stop and take a breath or two, and if you can go to 5 minutes, it's great, is remarkable on, you know, the difference it can make in an argument or in a fear of taking a test or just any place, any time. You always have all the equipment you need with you. And so I thank you so much for you know, calming me and hopefully the rest of our audience down. You know, in our last couple minutes, Renee, I want to make sure that you let people know how they can reach you, get your book, and you have a special foundation package for our listeners that you want to share with them. So go ahead and share all that info with us.
Absolutely. Well, the best way to reach me is through my website, nutritionyogahealing.com, all one word. And then if you sign up for my newsletter through the website, you can get a free copy of my ebook, Take Back Your Health. And my phone number is 914-760-7763. You can text me or leave me a message there. And yes, I'm really excited about offering this energetic testing that I mentioned as part of a foundational promotion where I'm giving a discount of 25% to listeners, and they have through the middle of March to reach me if they want to do this. So that would include doing the saliva and hair testing to get all the information I discussed. And it includes an initial evaluation and strategy session with me, as well as a test after we go through the testing, going over the test results. So two detailed appointments with me to go over the results and to help you get into your best health.
Well, that's such a gift, and it's great, and realize, even though Renee is in Connecticut, you can be anywhere in the world and work with her because she does her consults virtually. And so it's a wonderful resource, I know, for my patients that I'm concerned about and for each one of you. Renee, I thank you so much for your time and your knowledge and everything you're doing for not only kids, but adults as well. Thank you. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you today.
And you as well, Lynn. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. And we'll be talking to all of you soon. Thanks to all of you for joining us. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for joining us today on Vision Beyond Sight. Join Dr. Lynn Hellerstein each week to help you find clarity in your functional vision and expand the power of your seeing brain to gain courage, confidence, and success in your life. Remember, your vision does not define you. You define your vision. For more information and find additional podcasts, visit lynnhellerstein.com. See you next time on Vision Beyond Sight.